Chi High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the postseason. It's Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson flying solo for this one. Four or five different potential color analysts not able to join us, but we're glad that you're able to join us here on our radio broadcast and also on the live stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, where also we'll be broadcasting the McDonald Loyal Greenwood contest as Caleb Swenson and his color analyst providing that one. It's 14-11 Chi High, the 5 seed here in Division 1, taking on 5-16 Eau Claire Memorial. They met during the regular season with Chi High winning 15-0 and 3-2 on May 6th and May 8th, respectively. And that narrow defeat of the Abes coming against McKenna Dome. She is their junior ace pitcher who will get the start for them in this contest here today. So, it should be a great game. Kari Winkler and her Abes, 4-10 in the BRC, whereas Chai winning the conference, going 12-2. And we'll have quite the contest here this afternoon, and we appreciate you for joining us. And again, after the game, we'll have the podcast available at WOGO.com and also online at the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. So stick around. We'll hear from both head coaches for the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes and Kari Winkler and also Jared Faraday of the Cards when we're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown, getting ready for the regional semi here at Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial. Kari Winkler, the head coach of the Abes in her fifth season. And coach, the rain holds off. We should get playoff softball in.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to play, and this is perfect weather for us. Mm-hmm. Not too hot, and the conditions are right for us.
All right, two competitors, very familiar with each other, Memorial and Chi High. What's the take from your perspective?
I think for us coming out and doing the little things and playing together as a team, and not experiencing kind of those highs and lows. For us, we know that we can compete with anybody. Mm-hmm. It's just, again, playing softball, doing the little things. To stay, you know, stay competitive.
This is the time of the year. I mean, throw away the records. It's a new season,
yep.
Right?
Yep, and that's what we told the girls. Everyone is 0-0. Anybody can advance to states. We just need to go out and be who we are and play to our potential.
Talk about the pitcher you're going with today.
McKenna Domes. She's been kind of our workhorse all season long, and we just need to play defense behind her because she keeps us in game. She throws strikes. She throws hard. You know, she's who we need to have on the mound today.
And what is the strength of your team?
I think for us, the strength is we've got quite a few people that have varsity experience. They've kind of been there, done that. To bring along some of our freshmen that we're trying to get acclimated to our team. And again, I think for us, it really is just staying together as a team.
Should be a good one.
Yep, we're excited. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Kari Winkler, head coach of the Aves, back with more in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We're getting ready for the regional semi, Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial at Casper Park on WDOGO Sports. Live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. One of two games is the McDonald Loyal Greenwood game going on as well. And Jared Faraday, first, congratulations on another conference title. And I saw your post on Facebook about kind of the run it's been of success for the Cards.
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, obviously we've had a ton of good players and coaches and, you know, families and parents and youth leagues over the years to do this. I mean, we've taken, you know, I think I said it in there, first or second in the Big Rivers for 26 straight years now, and won 18, you know, conference titles in that time. So, you know, to do that, like you say, it takes everything from when the kids are 3 all the way up. It doesn't just happen with one group coming through. So, it's something we're pretty proud of to know that we've been that successful for that long.
Seems to me as an outsider that maybe Chi High was ahead of the pack on having that dedication in the off season. I remember the traveling teams in the summer, but it seems like the others are catching up still.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, travel softball is growing immensely, right, in the 20 whatever years I've been coaching. And but at the same time, like, the formula doesn't change. Kids have to put in work and work really hard to get better, and the teams who do that usually have more success.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, this contest today, who are you going with on the mound against the Aves?
Violet McWam will start here for us today, and she's been, you know, in pretty good control most games this season, and throwing real well for us. So we hope she can continue that tonight.
You know, sometimes you may run into folks here on the postseason trail that maybe haven't played at all, but that's not the case with Memorial.
Right. You know, and obviously know them well through being a conference opponent. And, you know, they've shown good signs of improvement, I think, throughout this year. And, you know, the game that they threw their number one pitcher against us was obviously a tight game that we won on a walk-off in the bottom of the seventh. So, you know, we know that we have to be ready to go here tonight.
And that'll be the pitcher you face again tonight. So what are the keys you tell the girls in terms of facing her?
Our approach doesn't change a whole lot depending on who we're playing, to be honest. We take care of what we can take care of as hitters. Look for pitches in our strike zone that we can hit hard and put good swings on the ball. And usually that helps make things work out.
Yeah, very good. All right, Coach, we wish you the best. And hopefully we'll talk to a happy Chelsea Sakura in the postgame.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Good luck to Jared Faraday and the Lady Cards. We've got the broadcast coming next. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. It's postseason softball on WOGO Sports.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
At CVTC, you don't have to choose between your busy life and learning. With over 20 fully online programs, you can earn your degree from home on your schedule. Into tech? Explore 5 IT degrees completely taught online. Interested in healthcare? The Online Patient Service Specialist program may be right for you. Looking to grow in business? Build a strong foundation with professional communications, supply chain management, or administrative professional. No drive time, no gas. Just learning on your own terms. Visit cvtc.edu/online to get started.
We're going to take a break again. Back in a moment. Back in a minute on Minute and a Half on WOGO Sports.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in Clip Notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Rubenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi High Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Rubenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Rubenzer and the Rubenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
Dave Anson, the public address announcer here at Casper Park, introducing the starting lineup for Eau Claire Memorial and then the Cards. Let's listen here on WOGO Sports.
Batting fifth, number 20, the first baseman, Tatum Bremer. Batting sixth, number 12, the center fielder, Abby Strayer. Batting seventh, number 15, the catcher, Taylor Beneke. Batting eighth, number 10, second baseman, Kiva Shilla. And batting ninth, number nine, the right fielder, Colby Jebney. The Old Aves are coached by Kerry Winkler, assisted by John Colop and Desley Savvy, and Mark Leckler and Danelle Savvy as well. Manager, Raleigh Moss. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, playing second base, number 14, Roslyn Twyman.
Batting second, number two, the shortstop, Georgia Romanowski. Batting third, number 17, the catcher, Lauren Shepard. Batting fourth, number 10, the third baseman, McKenna Bauer. Batting fifth, number 16, the designated player, Lainey Hinkleman. Batting sixth, number 13, the first baseman, Allie Geist. Batting seventh, number 15, the right fielder, Willow Reisinger. Batting eighth, number 5, the left fielder, Gracie Amundson. Batting ninth, number 18, the center fielder, Kennedy Swan. Pitcher flex for the Cardinals this afternoon, number 7, Violet McEwam. Cardinals are co-coached by Chelsea Zakora and Jared Faraday. Assistant coaches are Catherine Yeagy, Rich Rosenau, Kimberly Musser, Scott Biederman, and Casey Lane. And managers Anna Seacraw and Kyron Marr. Your umpires for today's game are Dick Hebert and Pat Hammond. Let's play softball.
All right. There he is, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Hansen, the public address announcer. So, he'll be here to help me out on, together. It's an assist as we're flying solo here on the broadcast today. And he'll do his usual great job. But, hey, we've got a couple of other things to take care of. And let's try to do that here as he just gave us the starting lineups. And when you're faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners, Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that team sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Violet McEwam is warming up for the Cards right now. Also, hey, milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why the softball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And the key for the Cards tonight, get that good pitching and solid defense. And then obviously have at least as successful hitting as they did in a narrow 3-2 win over the Abe's pitcher, Domes, the junior, as they did in that May 8th victory. So starts with the pitching, then the defense, and we're going to say hitting a crucial number 3. There you are. Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And thanks to our many great advertisers who make this broadcast possible. Eau Claire Memorial losing to Chi 15-0 on May 6th, and then just barely edged out 3-2. Again, a game-winning hit in the bottom of the 7th, winning it for the Cards there. All right. So we get ready for this one, and the winner of this game, meaning the winner of the Wisconsin Rapids contest, which we'll tell you more about as the day plays out. But Rapids is in action today as well, and they are facing River Falls. And should both teams win the Cards and Rapids, then Chippewa Falls would travel. All right, we're underway here, and Lindsey Dirkup, the junior left fielder, going to get things started. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, starting a little early with the rain coming, and why not? That makes sense. All right, so, or the potential rain, we hope it stays away. And the first pitch, and it's a fastball high, misses 1-0. And so we're underway here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much for joining us for the broadcast today. It's been great bringing you so much fantastic spring sports throughout the season. And the count, 1-1 to the left-handed hitting Dirkup. Got to meet McKenna Dome's dad. He was here early in the bleachers and said he knows a lot of these Chi girls. Swing and a miss, strike two. So 1-2 now to the left-handed hitting junior left fielder, Lindsey Dirkup. Set that Cards defense for you here in a moment. Violet McEwam, just a sophomore. She fires away and, ooh, just misses 2-2. Behind the plate, of course, Lauren Shepard, the junior, on her way to Winona State. Allie Geist, another junior at first for the Cards, with senior Roz Twyman at second. Georgia Romanowski, the sophomore at short, and McKenna Bauer, the senior third baseman. Ground ball to first and tagged out. Allie Geist, three unassisted for the first out. And that brings up McKenna Domes, the junior pitcher for the Abes. Rest of the defense for the Cards, Gracie Amundson, the sophomore left fielder, Kennedy Swan, the senior center fielder, and Willa Reisinger, the Cards' number two pitcher, and, of course, right fielder, often when she's not pitching, as is the case today. And so McElwain dealing very quickly to Domes, 1-0, right-handed hitting Domes, an open stance, and she's got the left foot out, and now she steps out of the box, and time is called. Dick Hebert, our home plate umpire, and I missed the bases umpire.
Pat Ham.
Okay, well, those are two recognizable names in the area. There's a ball missing. The longtime coach at Eau Claire North in basketball. And he and Hebert have umpired for a long, long time as well. 2-0 count now to the number two hitter for North. And that ball high, 3-0. So, McElwain, we heard Coach Faraday say she's had very good control. But Domes, the pitcher, somewhat diminutive, the junior, open stance, 3-0 count. Here it is, and there's a fastball for strike one, and looking at that one, Cardinal defense very strong behind Violet, and if you know, you do what you can strikeout-wise, and she's had some great games with strikeouts in her first two seasons for the Cards, and now a 3-1 count. Pitcher versus pitcher. Here it is, and this one fouled off, and the count goes 3-2. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heese Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken at 715-720-4000. McElwain readies for the 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Fouled off, and the count stays 3-2. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards! From Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls. Count is full, 3-2. It had Domes had been ahead 3-0. Here it is, and she fouls it off again. So staying alive. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Three balls, two strikes. We've done this a few times. We'll do it again. And this one popped up in the air. Is it going to be playable? And it is. Oh, just missing it. Shepard, it hit the ground right in front of her. And so a missed opportunity for the Cards. And Domes will stay alive the fourth time that it's been 3-2. So in foul territory, Shepard trying to flip the mask back and could not snag it. And so McElwain will do it again. 3-2. Here it is. And this one fouled off. So Dome's doing a great job of battling here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And we've got the McDonald game as well, which is underway on the other diamond, and the live video stream of that on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel simultaneously, plus on Facebook. We're on radio. And then finally, ball four. So McElwain, after all those strikes that were fouled off, does walk Domes, and so the Abes at their first runner aboard, and brings up Evelyn Kolar, the senior shortstop for Memorial.
Evelyn Kolar.
So Kolar to face McElwain, hitting from the right side, more of a close stance, and there's a fastball called strike from home plate umpire Dick Hebert. So 0-1 to Kolar, the three-hitter. Cards beating Memorial 15-0 and 3-2. And this one slugged to the outfield, and it's going to get into right center, and it's going to be all the way to the fence. And Dome says headed to third, and she's going to hold there. Kari Winkler, the head coach, holding her, and the single moves the runners from first to third. So Kolar delivers the single off of McElwain, and runners at the corners with one out, and it brings up Brianna Berlin, the junior third baseman. Brianna Berlin now to face McElwain in a nothing-nothing game, top of the first, the pitch. There's a ball high, 1-0. So Violet trying to get centered. It was an easy out. Lindsay Durkup grounder to first unassisted, but it's been challenging since that point. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count it 1-1 to Brianna Berlin and Tatum Bremer, the sophomore first baseman on deck. If the Cards don't get a double play out of this. The 1-1 pitch. Ball high, 2-1. High and outside. Violet McAwam, just a sophomore, had a good conversation with her a couple weeks ago when we had that doubleheader on Saturday, and said she'd like, and she thinks she's right around 60. She said she'd like to see her velocity get up another couple miles an hour as she gets older and stronger. As a called strike, 2-2. Again, high and outside, just kind of flirting with that on the rise ball there, and the count 2-2 now. So McAwam, as she walks to the back of the circle and sets herself, looks at her wrist. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So a big K there for McAwam, her first of the game, and what a huge time for it to come. And she gets the cleanup hitter, Berlin, and it brings up the number five hitter, Tatum Bremer. So a huge strikeout there for Violet McAwam. And now she'll take it again. And it's swinging strike. And Bremer now the sophomore first baseman. A lot of youth on this club. I'll tell you what, a lot of youth here for Memorial. And there's a check swing strike too. Talk about these Abes. They will talk about a number of freshmen that they've got on their club. McAwam not wasting any time. The 0-2 pitch and a ball high. And that was a good, great job there by Lauren Shepard, the college-bound catcher. She sprung up to grab that because if it goes to the fence, you could see Dome scoring in a 1-0 game. So good job by Shepard. Count now 1-2. McAwam looking to end this thing. And this one fouled off. So again, the Abe's hitters getting some contact on McAwam as Domes did to earn her walk and then the solid single from Kohler. We don't have the batting averages for Memorial, but we can figure that certainly as a three spot, one of the better hitters. One balls and two strikes now from Violet McAwam to the right-handed hitting Bremer. She looks at a called strike three. So two strikeouts from McAwam to end the inning. In the middle of one, it's Eau Claire Memorial nothing. Chahai coming up on WDOGL Sports.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
So the Cards get out of a jam, first and third, one out, and Violet McAwam with two huge strikeouts. And now it's the Cards' chance, as it'll be Roz Twyman, Georgia Romanowski, Lauren Shepard, the 1, 2, and 3 hitters against junior pitcher McKenna Domes for Memorial, the right-hander. They've got Taylor Beneke, the junior catcher, Tatum Bremer, the sophomore first baseman. And we've got ball one. We're already underway to Roz Twyman, one of the better hitters on the Cards this season at 424. Facing Domes, who the Cards just beat 3-2. And she looks at another called strike, 1-1 now. Again, defensively, it's Kiva Silha, a freshman second baseman, Evelyn Kohler, the senior shortstop, and Brianna Berlin, the junior, at third, and this is fouled off third base side, and the count goes to 1-2 against Twyman. Meanwhile, in the outfield, it's Lindsay Durkup, the junior left fielder, Abby Strayer, the freshman center fielder, and Colby Jevney, the freshman right fielder for the Abes. Chelsea Sikora at first for the Cards, as per usual. Twyman now, 1-2. And the ball misses 2-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. McKenna Domes just edged out by the Cards less than 3 weeks ago. 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning as Twyman ties her shoe. We, of course, had a 60% chance of showers today and saw a lot of that precipitation on radar, but glad to see it kind of stay away here for us as we want to get this action in, this postseason action, and move on to Thursday when the forecast looks great. There's a ball high, and the count goes to 3-2 to Twyman. Boy, the Cards would love to get her speed on the base pass, and Romanowski, such a brilliant bunter in the on-deck circle. So 3-2 now. McKenna Domes, the junior, to Twyman. Foul, strike three. She foul tipped right into the catcher's glove. And so Twyman on the strikeout and frustrated with that. And hats off to Domes for a great job there for strikeout number one. And now she has to battle against Georgia Romanowski, a 349 hitter. But I'll tell you what, she is always a danger to bunt as she goes in the hole 0-1. So both of the pitchers don't waste any time. There's no, it's not like some of the baseball games we do. Romanowski hitting from the left side. There's the pitch, and she's going to lay down the bunt third base side. Problem for the third baseman to get it, and she's already safe. So she beat it up. Brianna Berlin initially reached for it and didn't get it, and there's no way. Even if she would have got it, I think it would have been a close play. And I think Romanowski still would have beat it. So
batting third, number 17.
I'm going to say a single there because I don't think she would have got her anyhow, but we'll let the scorers decide what they want as Lauren Shepard comes up for the Cards now. Get you Shepard's numbers in a moment. And a ball misses, and Romanowski's a danger to steal and get into scoring position as Lauren Shepard hitting .436 on the season, .521 OBP. And here we go. Swing. Oh, that was a home run swing, and the count goes to 1-1. Experience the local pharmacy, that difference at the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The Medicine Shop, caring beyond prescriptions. One ball, one strike, one out, runner at first. This one to the outfield, giving it a long run in right center field, and that is going to fall in the right center field from a base hit. Springer couldn't get there. Rounding third and heading for home. There's going to be a play, and the Cards lead it 1-0. 1-0, Chippewa Falls to grab the lead here. In the first inning on the double by Shepard, she just pounded it to right center field, and Chippewa up.
Batting fourth, number
10, 1-0.
Third baseman, McKenna Bowen.
As Romanowski motored her way around the bases there, and the Cardinals grab the early lead. And now Domes to face McKenna Bauer. And the ball gets away, and it allows Shepard to get to third base. Over the reach of Taylor Beneke, and now Shepard advances to third with only one out. And that was ball one to Bauer. 1-0 to Bauer, hitting from the right side, way up in front now. She looks at a called strike. McKenna Bauer, a .321 hitter on the season. As the count 1-1, runner at third, 1-0 Cardinals. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So Bauer facing strike two now, with Lainey Henkelman, the sophomore designated player, hitting for Violet McElwam on deck. One ball, two strikes. The pitch popped up and out of play, first base side. It'll stay 1-2. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. The 1-2 pitch, ball is grabbed by the catcher. It was in the dirt, and the count goes to 2-2. To McKenna Bauer, the Cardinals' cleanup hitter. Speaking of cleanup, if your home or business needs a cleanup, this one popped out of play. If your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold remediation, call the experts at Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Service Master, trust comes in the yellow truck. Service Master, batting cleanup. This one grounded foul on the third baseline, and the count stays 2-2 to Bauer. As you mentioned, McKenna, a .321 hitter on the season. 2-2, one out. Lauren Shepard at third. Cardinals already with a run ahead, a one-run lead here. The pitch. This is grounded. Second base side. Shepard's going to score. Toss at first, and the runner's out, but the Cardinals now lead it 2-0. So the ground ball in the infield from Bauer gets the run in, and score that 4-3. She gets the RBI, and the Cards lead it 2-0 on the infield grounder as they get the second out, and Lainey Henkelman now coming up, hitting 250 on the season. And she goes ahead in the count 1-0. Allie Geis, the junior first baseman on deck. The 1-0 pitch, and this one smacked foul, third baseline. When you need a plumbing repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951, Bowl and Prue. One ball and one strike to the right-handed hitting. Lainey Henkelman, the designated player, looks at strike two. Hitting for Mackawam. Talked with Mackawam earlier in the season. She said, I don't even own a bat. That's not on her. Her focus is completely 100% on pitching. The 1-2 pitch, and this one fouled off. Unlike on the major league level, Shohei Ohtani, I heard he was pitching batting practice for the first time in like a year plus. And, of course, he is one of the great home run hitters in baseball. And really the closest thing to Babe Ruth we've seen in the modern era. Somebody who can pitch that good and hit home runs that good. And there's a ball that gets away, but there's no base runner. As that one kind of bowled in there, makes the count 2-2 now. So Henkelman with Allie Geist on deck, trying to keep it alive. Two runs already for the Cardinals against McKenna Domes. The 2-2 pitch, and there's a ball high 3-2. So three balls and two strikes now for the Cardinals. As Lainey Henkelman, going to see what she can get here. 250 hitter. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Domes gets out of it, but now we're giving up two runs. After one complete from Casper, it's Chi-Hi 2 and Eau Claire Memorial nothing. This is Cardinal Softball.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
We head to the top half of the second, and for the Aves, it'll be Abby Strayer, Taylor Benneke, and Kiva Shilha, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Freshmen, junior, freshmen, so there's some of that youth we were talking about. As Violet Mackawam struck out the last two hitters to get out of a jam, first and third with only one out, the Cardinals with a 2-0 lead, so good way to start this. And Abby Strayer, the freshman, fouls one off. She holds her bat very high, kind of her, everybody's got their own unique batting style, and hers no different. A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while providing a community service by giving back to the games that's meant so much to you. There's a ball that's kind of bowled in there, 1-1. Yes, by becoming a WIAA licensed official, like our umps today, Dick Hebert and Pat Hammond, it gives you the opportunity to be involved, stay in shape, and assist in providing a lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in education-based athletics. And the count goes to 1-2. Signing up is easy. Simply online at WIAAWI.org and access the officials tab to get started today. A message from WOGO and the WIA, keeping education in sports. The 1-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch. She got her. Nice job by Mackawam to go to the off-speed. It's her third straight strikeout, and it brings up Taylor Benneke, the junior catcher. So Mackawam, after an early walk and then a single, has struck out the last three hitters. Berlin, Bremer, and Strayer brings up Benneke now. And this one, grounded, shortstop. Oh, Romanowski, trouble, keeps it in front of her. Throw to first is in time for the out, says Pat Hammond. for the second out. And good job for Romanowski recovering there to get that out.
Batting eighth, number 10.
So good job by Romanowski. Kept it in front of her and then poised and used that cannon of an arm to fire out Beneke, and it brings up Kiva Shilha. So the Cards defense looking strong, and this one fouled off. And again, three straight strikeouts prior to that. Shilha, the eight hitter, a freshman second baseman for Coach Kari Winkler. And gawking to the back of the circle now, Makawam. She's kind of owning the circle. It's her place and her space that she's so comfortable and confident in. The 0-1 pitch, and it hit the bat, and so that's going to make it 0-2. She had looked, somehow it hit her bat, and it looked like she really swung much. So count goes 0-2 now, so the Cards one strike from getting out of this top half of the second, clinging to a 2-0 lead. Regional semifinal, off-speed pitch, and ooh. She gets her a called strike three. So four strikeouts already for Makawam. Middle of two, Chi-Hi two, Ames nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal softball.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Things cruising along for the Cardinals. And McDonald leading as well over
13, the first base
Lyle Greenwood, 4-0. Chai leading 2-0 as they go to the bottom of the second, trying to add to that lead as they go with Allie Geist, Willa Reisinger, and Gracie Amundsen. And already 1-0 from McKenna Domes for the Abes. And get some numbers for you on Allie, 176 hitter on the season. Pretty well hit to left field. Long run out there, and it's out of here for a home run for Allie Geist. Wanted to make sure, but Allie Geist got it all, and the Cardinals lead this 3-0. So Allie Geist, she hit it well, but just kind of going back there and watching Lindsay Durkup, and she just ran out of space. So there we said, Allie with a huge home run makes it 3-0 Chippewa. So the HR there, and what a way to start the inning. A home run for Allie Geist. Trying to capture highlights on our audio as the count goes to 0-1, and I don't know, hopefully we did. Willa Reisinger, the right fielder, and she's going to poke one right to first base. Looks like it was caught there, but just to make sure, Tatum Bremer goes over to take care of things.
Number five, the left fielder,
all right.
Amundsen.
And with one out now on the line out to first for Reisinger, brings up Gracie Amundsen, the left fielder, the sophomore left fielder.
Batting four, Chippewa Falls, four, Amundsen, number one, Taylor Schmidt.
Okay, so Taylor Schmidt going to hit in place of, Taylor Schmidt's going to hit in place of Amundsen right here. Not sure what that's about, but okay. We'll get you Taylor's numbers in a moment. As the count 1-0 to Taylor Schmidt for the Cards. She's had a number of opportunities at the plate this season. A 458 hitter, actually. And now 1-1 to her. Again, 24 at-bats, a 458 hitter, not nearly as many at-bats as some, but still, that's a sizable amount. There's the, and she got hit. So Taylor Schmidt is hit by a pitch, and she will take the base. here in the second inning, and a runner aboard with another run in, a 3-0 Cardinal lead, and it brings up Kennedy Swan, the senior center fielder.
Re-entering for the Cardinals at first base, number 5, Gracie Amundson.
So Amundson returning there at first.
Number 18.
And she is going to run for Taylor Smith.
The center fielder, Kennedy Swan.
And get you Kennedy Swan's numbers here in a moment. A swing and a miss, strike one. Kennedy, a good cut there. But coming up empty, she's a 158 hitter for the Cards. On base percentage at 294. And the ball gets away over the catcher's head, and advancing to second for the Cardinals is Amundson. And so runner in scoring position as the wild pitch from Domes, and the count goes to 1-1 to Kennedy Swan. McKenna Domes fires away, ball low, 2-1. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads, whether an athlete or spectator. Control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And this one gets away again. It's going to allow the runner to move to third. So, again, not able to handle that pitch, Taylor Beneke. And the count goes to 3-1 to a watching Kennedy Swan, with now Romanowski just 60 feet from scoring. And the Cards trying to build on that 3-0 lead. And the pitch, and that one's right at her, and it hit her in the feet. And so that puts runners on the corner. It was ball four anyhow, so take your pick if it's a hit batsman, or I guess she was hit before they could call it a walk. So anyhow, runners at the corners, and just one out for the Cardinals. Started with the Allie Geist homer, and now to the top of the order, and Roz Twyman. And they're going to just allow Swan to steal, and she does. So now runners at second and third to remove the force here in the second, and the Cards threatening to do what they did in that first game of beating the Aves as the count goes to 1-1, and Twyman, a 424 hitter. 1-1 to Roz Twyman, the hot-hitting leadoff hitter for Chippewa. Good speed, great attitude. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So Twyman struck out her first time. Domes was able to fool her the first time. We'll see what... Now she's going to have to bounce back from 1-2. Oh, she wants a single to knock in those two runs so badly. Here it is. She misses inside, 2-2. 2-2 now to the Cardinal. Senior second baseman is going to go play softball at Stout and pursue criminal justice. And this one fouled off. Stays alive at 2-2. Thanks to all of our great advertisers for making the broadcast possible today, and any and all of the new advertisers who climbed aboard here in the playoffs. Hope to keep this thing going. Stay around for afterwards our great clips, great plays of the game. 2-2 to Twyman. Runners at second and third, only one out. The pitch to Roz. This one, little blooper, deep infield, and it's going to be caught, and the runners will return. So a good job by Evelyn Kolar, the senior shortstop, to nab that pop-out for out number two. And now it puts Georgia Romanowski as the hitter. And Romanowski on the season is a 349 hitter, on-base percentage of 407. Hitting from the left side. She is a dangerous bunter, and she is good at bunting for a single. We'll see if she does it with runners at third, and there's a called strike. So 0-1 to Georgia. Bottom of the second, 3-0 Cards. They got two in the first. A Shepherd double got the first run. Romanowski scored it. And then later, Shepherd able to score on a hit by Bauer. There's a count at 1-1 to the left-handed hitting Georgia Romanowski. Second inning, second at bat. Good sign of offensive success. The pitch. And kind of a slap bunt attempt, and that one misses in the count 1-2. So Romanowski in a bit of a hole now, 1-2 with Lauren Shepherd, the junior, on deck. But two outs now, runners at second and third. And this one, strike three, so Romanowski goes down swinging. The inning ends, but not before Allie Geist, solo home run to start it. And after two innings of play from Casper in this regional semifinal for Division I, it's Chi High 3 now, Eau Claire Memorial nothing on WGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the top of the third we go, and for Eau Claire Memorial, it's freshman Colby Jevney, followed by the leadoff hitter Lindsay Durkup, and the number two hitter, pitcher McKenna Domes. So the 9-1 and two hitters for Kari Winkler's club, and Colby Jevney gets things started here for the Aves against Violet Mackawam. 3-0 Cardinals. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Again for the Aves, they lost to the Cards 15-0 on May 6th, and 2 days later here at Casper, May 8th, lost 3-2. That was McKenna Domes dueling. There's a ball high, misses, 1-1 to Jevney, one of a few different freshmen in this lineup for Coach Winkler. And there's a swing and a miss, strike two. And again, the overall record for Chi-High, much better on this season, winning the conference, but particularly in the conference at 12-2, just two losses. 5-16 for the Aves overall. Swing and a miss, strike three. So yet another strikeout. It's the fifth of the day for Mackawam to go with just the one walk. And Lindsay Durkup now, who grounded out to first base unassisted her first time. So the Cards got it going on. Whatever you say, those Toyson Ford keys to the game, right? Pitching, then defense, and then the hitting. And again, it's been looking good in all three phases. And this one fouled off. The left-handed hitting Durkup, who grounded her first time. Top half of the third now. Chi enjoying a 3-0 lead. Two in the first, one in the second. Good sign of success, obviously. Get at least one run, everything. You're going to do okay. The 0-1 pitch, and she kind of bowled it in there. Hey, it's constant smiles in front of Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Ball high and inside. And the count at 2-1 now to Lindsay Durkup. Cardinals win today. They meet the winner of Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln, and River Falls on Thursday. And this one smacked to the outfield, base hit. So a solid single to center for Durkup as Kennedy Swan quickly gets it in here. With one out in the top of the third, McKenna Domes now, who walked and reached third back in the first. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is still offering $250 for new checking accounts, so you can get the perks you need plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Here's the pitch, and this is a bunt attempt laid down, fielded by Mackawam. She'll throw to the second baseman covering. And that is Roz Twyman for the out, and the runner advances to second, but they get the out. So the sacrifice successfully done by Domes and score at 1-4, and the runner advances to second base as they get the second out, and it brings up Evelyn Kohler, who singled her first time. So two are out now for the Cards. It's a ball low. Let me tell you more about RCU, right? Opening an account, a checking account, is easy. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required to obtain the bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25, insured by NCUA. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Evelyn Kohler. Getting five strikeouts on the day through the first time through the lineup. Five of the first nine hitters she faced, she struck out, did sophomore Violet Mackawam. Called strike 1-2. Getting a good lead at second is Lindsay Durkup. Abe's, for their own encouragement, would love to just break this goose egg and get that first run and try to go from there, trying to stay alive and get to that regional final in Division One on Thursday. Ball high, misses. 2-2 to Evelyn Kohler, a senior mixed in with some of these freshmen on this Memorial squad. 2-2 now to Evelyn Kohler. Mackawam deals. Ball misses 3-2. Just the one walk so far was Domes, and that was after quite a battle in the first inning. So Mackawam walks to the back of the circle. She'll go back to the mound now. Looks at her wrist. 3 balls and 2 strikes, 2 out, runner at second. 3-0 Cardinal lead. The pitch, off-speed pitch misses. Ball 4, take your base. So the second walk of the game for Mackawam. And it comes to Kohler.
Third baseman, Brianna
Berlin. And first and second now with 2 out, and Brianna Berlin, the junior, third baseman. So again, she got out of a jam earlier in the first with first and third, 1 out. This is first and second with 2 outs for Mackawam. And the pitch to Berlin. Swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 to Brianna Berlin. Cardinals up 3-0. Top half, 2 out now. Runners at first and second. The pitch misses, 1-1. For investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, reach out to Sam Rubenzer and Rubenzer Wealth Management at 715-835-2123. 1-1, Mackawam facing Brianna Berlin. The cleanup hitter for the Abes. The pitch fouled off, 1-2. Berlin did strike out her first time. It started a string of 3 straight strikeouts for Mackawam. She's got 5. She'd like to get number 6 right here. Any way she can do it, she'd gladly take the K or a ground out, fly out, what have you. Pop out the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So Mackawam gets the strikeout, her 6th of the game. In the middle of 3, it's Chi High 3 and Oakland Memorial nothing. This is Cardinal Softball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
To the bottom of 3 we go, and for the Cardinals, it's Brianna. It's Lauren Shepard, McKenna Bauer, and Lainey Henkelman. And you have to help me out, Dave. How do we get that one?
Pop out to the second base.
All right, pop out to second base, Kiva Shilha. And so that's the first out for Shepard to start the inning. And it brings up McKenna Bauer, the senior third baseman. There's a ball high, 1-0. McKenna ground out to second and RBI, her first trip. 3-0 Cardinals. Just after 5:30 here on WOGO. Ball low from Domes. Again, Domes with Beneke, the junior catcher. Tatum Brenner, the sophomore at first. Kiva Shilha is the freshman second baseman. The 2-0 pitch. A called strike to the looking McKenna Bauer. Bauer, a 321 hitter with an on-base percentage of 375. Open stance. The pitch to Bauer, and she pops it foul. 2-2. The RBI and the ground out to second, and also This is just her second trip to the plate against McKenna Domes. The 2-2 pitch. And get away, and ball three misses. Badly for Domes, 3-2. Great clips, great plays of the game. We'll have the end of this contest. Here it is. Ball, take your base. So Bauer is aboard with the walk. The bottom half of the third. Cards trying to build it a 3-0 lead, and it brings up Lainey Henkelman, the sophomore, who struck out her first time. And three strikeouts, no walks, but two hit batsmen so far for Domes today, although one of them was a hit batter on the what was ball four. Henkelman crouch and looks at a strike. Henkelman, a .250 hitter with a .337 on base percentage, so she's had a good eye, good ability to get on base, as Domes will not waste any time, and this one smashed fouled on the third baseline, and the count goes 0-2. So one out, one on in this bottom half of the third inning with Allie Geist on deck. The ball missing, 2-1. 1-2, rather. One ball and two strikes. There it is. And this one fouled off. Stays 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Lainey Henkelman with Geist, who hit a home run last inning, on deck. Runner at first. The pitch. Called strike three, and what looked to be an off-speed pitch gets Henkelman for the second time today. And the fourth strikeout for McKenna Domes. And it brings up Geist with two outs. And right away to Geist, and ball misses 1-0. He told you, Allie, a .176 hitter with a .230 on base. And the next one from Domes. This one fouled off. 1-1 to Allie Geist. Runner at first, 3-0 Chi-High lead. Bottom half of the third. Geist, the junior first baseman, is ready, and she fouls one off and out of play in the first base side. The count goes to 1-2. Should she reach, Willa Reisinger, the Cardinal right fielder, is on deck. Dick Hebert, home plate umpire, and another familiar name in Chippewa Valley sports, Pat Hammond, our bases umpire for this one today. Division I regional playoff softball. If Chi-High wins, they go on. Well, either team, whoever wins, goes on to Thursday. If it's Chi-High, we'll have coverage of it. And this one fouled off. And Wisconsin Rapids with a home game against River Falls. If they win, they're the 4 seed. Chi-High, the 5 seed. So the Cards would have to travel to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln on Thursday. The 1-2 pitch. This one fouled down the third baseline. Allie got all of one. Home run to left earlier. Counted 1-2 now. For McKenna Bauer, who walked in between two outs the Cards have had against McKenna Domes here in the inning. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Geist strikes out, and it's the fifth one of the game. And afterwards, but they say a drop third strike, she was able to advance. And then beat it out, and so hence we've got first and third. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah.
Drop third strike, and so she was able to. So a miscue by the Abes is the drop third strike.
Right fielder, Willa Reisinger.
But able to reach base, and so and the lead runner, Bauer, gets to third. So first and third now, and Willa Reisinger for the Cardinals. And making her way to second is Geist, so runners now at second and third. And Reisinger hitting from the right side. And she grounds one to short and stopped there by the shortstop. And they're not going to have a play, and a run scores, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0. So on the ground ball by Reisinger, she gets the RBI, and they're not able to deal with the lead runner, McKenna Bauer. And it makes it 4-0, and Geist makes her way to third. And it brings up Gracie Amundson, the sophomore left fielder for Chippewa.
Correction number one, Taylor Schmidt.
So Taylor Schmidt again, as was the case earlier, where she hit in place, but then Amundsen ran. And Taylor has a very good batting average. We told you about .458 average and on-base percentage. She looks at the ball high, and that one gets away, but then recovered by the catcher. Runner advances from first is Willa Reisinger. And so two runners in scoring position for the Cards, who lead it 4-0, with Geist remaining at third, as there was pretty good recovery by Taylor Beneke there on that one, as the count now 1-0. The 1-0 pitch from Domes. Ball low, 1-1. Make it 2-0. 2-0 to Gracie Amundsen, the Cardinals' sophomore left fielder. And there's a strike, 2-1 to Gracie. Just a sophomore. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So runners at second and third, Cardinals takes whatever insurance they can get. Taylor Schmidt hitting in place of Amundsen both times. And there's a ball, misses 3-2. So you've got the designated player already, Henkelman, hitting in place of the pitcher, but then this is sort of, hey, Amundsen's in there, but you can bat Taylor Schmidt in place of her. There's a ball low, take your base, and so Taylor Schmidt draws the walk, and I imagine we'll see Amundsen as the pinch runner again. And that's the first walk after having hit two batters, Domes, and it brings up Kennedy Swan now. Here with the Cards really trying to break this thing open. Swing and a miss for Swan, so the number 9 hitter. And 0-1 to Kennedy, the senior center fielder for the Cards. And Swan is hitting .158 with a .294 on-base percentage. She gets a lot of walks. And that one, she looks at a ball, 1-1. If we look at the walk category for the Cards, she's got... find it here. And this one, high pop-up, and it's going to be caught by Dome. So she gets out of a base-loaded jam. The Cards get one, but through three from Casper, this Division I regional semifinal. It's Chi 4, Eau Claire Memorial nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
At CVTC, you don't have to choose between your busy life and learning. With over 20 fully online programs, you can earn your degree from home on your schedule. Into tech? Explore 5 IT degrees completely taught online. Interested in healthcare? The online patient service specialist program may be right for you. Looking to grow in business? Build a strong foundation with professional communications, supply chain management, or administrative professional. No drive time, no gas. Just learning on your own terms. Visit cvtc.edu/online to get started.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Cardinals lead it 4-0 as we go to the top of the fourth. Apparently that strikeout was on Geist was ruled a strikeout and an error on the catcher. And so it was part of the Cards able to eventually get Bauer in there in that inning. And so McElwain now getting ready to come out for the fourth inning. Hey, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, it's number 20 is Tatum Bremer, the leadoff hitter, and she gets 1-0. And I'm going to ask Dave Remindy, how did Berlin make out to end the last inning?
Berlin struck out.
All right. So that was another K to end the last inning. There's a called strike by home plate umpire Dick Hebert. The count goes to 1-1 to Bremer. And so, yeah, that was six strikeouts. Yeah, we got excited about it too, I believe, so. Swing and a miss, set a pitch upstairs, and a 1-2 now from McElwain to Bremer, the sophomore First baseman for the Abes, the 1-2 pitch from McElwain. Ball low. Oh, they called it strike three. The seventh strikeout, and her infield comes in to celebrate with her. McElwain has it going on today, big time. Seven K's, and now it brings up Abby Strayer. All right, and Strayer, the freshman center fielder, she struck out her first time. Swing and a miss, strike one. Again, we don't share some of the averages for the Aves. I have access to some of the stats for Chai. I appreciate that from Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora, but just we gladly share that. I just don't have that information for Memorial. So 0-1, and here's the pitch, and a called strike two to a looking Abby Strayer. Yeah, Strayer, a freshman out there, and then you've got Bremer's a sophomore, Kiva Sheba, second baseman, and freshman right fielder, Jevny, is the count at 1-2 now. So McElwain 1-2, one out, top half of the fourth inning. Abe's got to be able to score a run if they're going to score bunches. Have lost to Chahai earlier, 15-0 and 3-2 in conference play. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. There's the eighth strikeout for McElwain.
Great job, Aaron.
So the eighth K and the second in a row, and she's got actually the last three outs, right? The last three out, the end of last thing, and these two here, and now it brings up Taylor Beneke, the junior. And sitting at very front part of, ahead of home plate, and it's going to ground one by McElwain, gloved by Twyman, throw over to first in time. So the Aves go 1-2-3 in their half of the fourth. In the middle of four from Casper, it's Chai 4, and the Aves nothing on WOGL Sports. This is Cardinal softball.
Probenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi High Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Probenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Probenzer and the Probenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
To the bottom of four we go. Chahai leading Oakland Memorial 4-0. They've scored two in the first, one in the second, and one in the third.
In the bottom of the fourth.
And Allie Geist Homer was run number three. And now we bring up, it's the top of the order. Twyman, Romanowski, and Shepard. And the Twyman hitting from the right side. And this one smacked pretty good to center field. Long run, and it's over the head of the center fielder. And Twyman's going to have herself a double to lead off the inning. So good job by Roz Twyman. She smacked. She took out her frustration. She had struck out and popped out earlier, and she made sure she was going to take that Domes pitch, and she did here in the bottom of the fourth to get things going for the Cardinals. And now it brings up Georgia Romanowski, the sophomore second baseman for Chippewa Falls. And there's that bunt attempt, and third base sided. She's going to have herself a bunt single, and there's just nothing that the third baseman could really do. Brianna Berlin, and we've seen that with so many folks against Romanowski this year with her ability to bunt. And so now runners at the corners and nobody out. And if the Cards go on the playoffs, we'll see how that works out for them, because that's what's so great about getting Twyman on. Romanowski so good, and all of a sudden you get... She can bunt for hits, not just a sacrifice. And there's a called strike as Romanowski is going to cruise into second base. So now runners at second and third. And nobody out. And the Cards looking to really blow this thing open with Lauren Shepard up, their number three hitter. And arguably their most dangerous hitter in terms of power of .436 average and a .521 on base percentage. Hits it to right field and camped under it, and they'll make the catch and the sack fly, and they'll throw it in, and there's the fifth run of the game for Chippewa. And the throw, and they're saying out at third base. So they were able to get it to third base and get Romanowski trying to tag from second. So the Cards a little maybe overly ambitious, but Twyman scores. And so, but Pat Hammond calling Romanowski out. And it's now 5-0 as Twyman scored on the sack fly. And McKenna Bauer batting cleanup. And if your home or business needs a cleanup from fire, smoke, or water damage, or mold retention, call the experts at Service Master, Chippewa Valley Service Master. The trust comes in the yellow truck. This one to center field, and underneath that one is Abby Strayer. And that'll do it. But not before the Cards score a run. So after four innings from Casper, it's Chi High 5 and Oakland Memorial 0. Cards have scored in every inning here on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal softball.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
All right, to the top of the fifth now. The Aves running out of time, down 5-0 here to the Cardinals. As it's been a fine pitching performance from Violet McElwam, 8 strikeouts on the day. As she goes against Kivas Shilba, Colby Jevny, and Lindsay Durkup, as the count goes to 0-1 to the freshman. Shilba hitting from the right side. The ball misses 1-1. She struck out her first time, the number 8 hitter in the order, so the 8, 9, and 1 hitters for Coach Kari Winkler and Eau Claire Memorial. Cards have scored 2, 1, 1, and 1 in their 4 at-bats. And there's the strike now low, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Violet McElwam, the sophomore right-hander, taking care of business for the Cards. Gets ready now. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Another strikeout for McElwam.
Right fielder.
So McElwam gets her 9th strikeout. And looking at this, of the last 5 outs, she's got 4 of them have been strikeouts. Number 6, 7, 8, and 9. And it brings up Jevny, who struck out her first time. Swing and a miss, strike 1. So she's got it going on in terms of her location, her change of speeds, and some of these young freshmen at the bottom of the order struggling against her. There she throws another dart for strike 2, and out in front 0-2 to Jevny as she goes for strikeout number 10 on the game. Our great clips, great plays of the game to follow in the postgame here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The 0-2 pitch from McElwam, the sophomore. Ooh, misses 1-2. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. McElwam now ahead in the count, 1-2, one out. The pitch, top of 5, ball high, gets away from catcher Lauren Shepard, and the count goes to 2-2. Nobody was on base, so no concern there. After Colby Jevny, it's Lindsay Durkup, the junior leadoff hitter. who singled her last time. 5-0 Cards, top of the fifth, one out, the pitch. Oh, there's strike three to a looking Colby Jevny, strikeout number 10 in the game for McElwain.
Left fielder Lindsay Durko.
And it's the top of the order for the Abes now. Kari Winkler's bunch coming with Lindsay Durko. I said singled and grounded out to first. Violet McElwain, just a sophomore, two more full seasons for her. Ball misses 1-0. Pitched a lot last year as a freshman, obviously. Cards were deep in the pitching. And again, her and Reisinger have done the bulk of the pitching this year. Delaney Barrows some from the left side now. Durkup looks at a ball low. 2-0. McElwain has had two walks on the day to go with the 10 strikeouts. 10 Ks. They'll make up some of our highlights. The great clips, great plays of the game to go with some of the offensive heroics as well. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 2-1 now to McElwain. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations.
Number 14,
Tyson. McElwain, swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 now. Yeah, Stelter Incorporated is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2-2, two outs. McElwain. Well, she gets strikeout number 11. She's got a good defense behind her. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 11th strikeout of the game for McElwain. She gets the leadoff hitter. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cards in charge. 5-0 on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, they are speeding things up on us. I don't know if they got the action going on here as Lenny Henkelman now. In this one, a fly ball, center field, and long run, and they're going to make the catch, Abby Strayer, for out number one. So,
first baseman, Allie Geist.
Yeah, I don't know. Thankfully, the rains have held off, so that's good. And one out now, and I think I'm... Okay, yeah, Allie Geist, all right. And Allie had the home run earlier in the game. And ball one to her, 1-0. Geist had the home run on her first at-bat. There's a ball that misses outside from McKenna Domes, 1-1. Geist had the homer in the second, and then she struck out but reached on an error on the catcher in the third. And this one fouled off here. Bottom of the fifth, 5-0 Cards. Scored two in the first, one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, 5-0. So again, we're kind of joking earlier, like, well, yeah, you're going to have some success if you score in every inning. They're doing it. And great pitching and defense as well. There's a ball low that misses. 2-1. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us here in the live video stream on the World Go Sports YouTube channel. We're also... McDonald blowing out their opponent. And there's a rip and right to left field, and it's going to be caught out there by Lindsay Durkup for out number two. So Geist hit it well. She's hitting it well today, but right at Durkup for out number two. So two are out now with Willa Reisinger coming to the plate for the Cards. The Cards junior right fielder. And she hits one. Right field and a long run, and it, off the glove of the right fielder Jevny, the freshman, and Reisinger slides into second, and she'll stay there trying to make a play on her, but the ball was off the mark. So probably an E9. It was a long way to go, but it was catchable. What's that? Gave her a hit. Okay. Gave her a hit then on that one. And so it's a double, I guess. All right. So Gracie Amundson.
Pitch runner for Chippewa Falls, number 9, Emma Heppner. Batter is
Emma Heppner will be the pinch runner for Reisinger. And Taylor Schmidt going to bat now, as she has been, in place of Amundson today. And then she gets aboard. And so two are out, but a runner at second. And the Cards trying to keep that string alive of scoring in every inning here in the postseason in this Division I regional semifinal game. And this one is right to the third baseman for the out. So Schmidt hits the line out right to Brianna Berlin. First inning, the Cards don't score. Through five, it's Chippewa Falls 5, and the Aves nothing. Six outs away from the Cards advancing to the regional final on Thursday on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald and Chi-High girls softball enjoying good success today. The Macs up 15-2 only in the third inning. And over here now at the top of the sixth, the Cardinals on top, 5-0. First inning, they don't score there. It was there's a ball misses, 1-0. Macawam, 11 strikeouts. It's Domes, Kolar, and Berlin, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for the Aves as Chippewa in command. McQuam, 11 strikeouts and 2 walks, and there's a ball that misses, so pretty good walk, a strikeout-to-walk ratio. One of the things I just love, though, is the infield. I don't know if they do this all the time. I've got other things, I'm, you know, looking at the numbers and everything. But, I mean, the infield, all they were just gathered together. You could feel the love in that circle, couldn't you, Dave? I could feel the love there, and it was just really cool. There's a ball high, 3-0 now. So feeling the love, not helping Violet at the moment, but her teammate. And it's truly that sense of team. I mean, Violet's the pitcher out there, but they don't begrudge her at all. That they're not getting involved. They're like, hey, if you strike him out, you strike him out. It's a, and take your base. So Domes walks on 4 pitches. Second walk of the day for McKenna Domes and the pitcher for the Aves.
Shortstop, Evelyn
and Kohler. Evelyn Kohler, the senior shortstop, who has singled and walked. So her on-base percentage is 1,000 on the day against the right-hander sophomore, Violet McAwam. The pitch. And there is strike one to Violet with Brianna Berlin, the junior third baseman, on deck. Dick Hebert, our home plate umpire, and Pat Hammond in the field. The 0-1 pitch and strike two. So McAwam one strike away from strikeout number 12 on the day. Facing the number 3 hitter, Kohler has not struck out today. She and Domes among the hitters who haven't for the Aves. The 0-2 pitch, ball high, 1-2. Domes getting a lead at first, at least with the pitch. Can't, of course, lead until the pitch is thrown in softball. Looking at her wrist and readying to throw to her junior catcher, Shepherd. Here it is, ball low, 2-2. And the throw to first base. And the runner is back just barely. So good job, Shepherd, not afraid to use that cannon of an arm as the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out, runner at first. Aves down 5-0, top of the sixth. Cards 6 outs away from moving on to Thursday and the winner of that Wisconsin Rapids River Falls game. Ball high, misses. 3-2 now. So after walking the leadoff hitter on 4 pitches, McAwam goes to a full count here to the number three hitter, Kohler. Three balls and two strikes. McQuam looks at the wrist. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that is strikeout number 12. Her 12th K of the day.
Third baseman.
And McQuam is having her way. And the first time she has struck out Kohler on the day, and it brings up Berlin, who struck out twice so far. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one to Brianna Berlin. She is the cleanup hitter for the Aves. 0-1, one out, ball high, 1-1. When you need a boundary surveyed or on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right away. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. So McQuam, one strike away from her 13th K. She's done it to Berlin twice today already. The junior cleanup hitter, third baseman. 1-2 the count. McQuam deals. Here it is. Ball high. 2-2. 2-2 to Berlin. 5-0 Cardinal lead. Top half of the sixth inning. Cards now five outs away from victory. The pitch to McQuam. Pop up. Foul territory. Thought I was going to hit the press box roof, but didn't quite do that. Just cleared us, I guess. We're pretty well protected. There's very little window opening here. And I did not bring my glove, neither did Dave. So, all right. Count to 2-2 to Berlin. The pitch. This was a pop-up in the infield caught by Romanowski for the second out. So involving those fielders occasionally on the pop-out.
First baseman.
Tatum Bremer, the first baseman now. Yeah, Tatum Bremer, the sophomore first baseman. And swing and a miss, strike one. 12 strikeouts and three walks. So for every three strikeouts, giving up, what, every four strikeouts giving up a walk today. So not bad. And Bremer today has struck out her two times. And there's strike two. So again, yeah, struggle to find. Domes has not struck out, and Beneke has not struck out. Everybody else has struck out at least once or more against McQuam. The 0-2 pitch. Ball misses, 1-2. Ball high on a seeming rise ball. 1-2 now. McQuam. Cards four outs away from a victory, leading 5-0 here. The pitch. Ball fouled off. By Bremer, the sophomore first baseman. A lot of youth on this club. They got Kohler as a senior. And that's the only senior in the line, in the starting lineup for them. So 1-2 pitch. This one popped up in the infield, and catch is made by Shepard to end the inning. So the Abe strand one in the middle of six. It's Chai High Five at Memorial. Nothing on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
All right, we start the bottom of the sixth, and this ball fouled off. Thanks to Sam Aberle, our video producer, and Elliot Spees, our radio producer, back at our WOGO studio, making the broadcast possible today. You know, I'll usually mention Sam Moore when we do baseball because he's right in the press box with me. There's a called strike. And we may do softball where I'm down there with him eventually. But with the threat of the showers today, I opted to be with my friend, the public address announcer, Dave Hansen, here in the press box. And this one is a little pop-up in the infield, and it's going to be trouble and a base hit for the Cardinals. It was trouble that time for Evelyn Kolar as Kennedy Swan pop up in the infield and then trying to retrieve it.
Second base.
And the single for Swan to start the sixth, and it brings up Roz Twyman, who had that solid double and scored back in the fourth. So another leadoff hitter aboard for the Cards. And Twyman rips it to left center, and this one's going to get in there. And rounding second, heading for third is Swan, and it's another double for Twyman. And this one gets by the third baseman that the runners will hold. And so back-to-back doubles for Roz Twyman for the Cards. So a lot to be encouraged about in this one today, but of course the road to state only gets tougher the further you go. And Georgia Romanowski now, second and third and nobody out. And Georgia has singled, struck out, and hit into a... She had another single, I think, too, right? So she had a couple of singles, right? Yeah, 2 for 3 on the day. And in the whole 0-1 to McKenna Domes right now. And trying to lay down the bunt, and the ball is going to miss 1-1 to Georgia. Experience the local pharmacy difference at the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The Medicine Shop, caring beyond prescriptions. There's a bunt attempt foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 1-2. Runners at second and third, nobody out. Romanowski's going to slap it foul. And you might say, you know, so a regular bunt attempt, you cannot foul off the strike, but that was the slap bunt, if you will, kind of running and trying to stick your bat out. And she fouled it on the third baseline. 1-2 pitch, and she's going to slap it. It's going to be... Well, let's see. It looked like it was in fair territory. Maybe it hit her foot or the plate or something, I guess. So, all right, we'll do it again. 1-2. Romanowski hitting from the left side. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, catcher holds on, and Romanowski is down on strikes for the first time today, and the first strikeout in a while, the sixth
catcher,
of the day.
Lauren,
the sixth of the day for McKenna Domes, and it brings up Lauren Shepard, and Shepard has a double in her three trips and a sack fly and an RBI. There's a ball missing, 1-0 to Lauren. Lauren, the Cardinals junior catcher who's going to play at Winona State on the next level. 436 hitter on average, 521 on base percentage. Had that nice double early. And she looks at a ball missing 2-0. So Domes being careful with her. Runners at second and third and first base open with Bauer on deck and Henkelman in the hole for the Cards. Domes has only walked one, hit two batters. And this is a shot to third. The third baseman going to gun it over to first in time for the out, and a good job that time by Brianna Berlin, the junior third baseman, able to cannon that over 5-3 to get the out.
Third baseman McKenna
hold the
Bauer.
Runners right there, and the lead runner wasn't going to do anything, Kennedy Swan. So all of a sudden the car at second and third, no outs, and Romanowski and Shepard retired, and it brings up McKenna Bauer. So Bauer now hitting from the right side, trying to keep things going, a 321 hitter, 375 on base percentage, and ahead in the count, 1-0. Bauer manning the hot corner, the senior. Her sister Madison, a third baseman before her, a shot base hit between short and third, and that's going to score at least one, maybe two. Twyman's digging, and she'll get in, and it's 7-0 Cardinals. 7-0 Cardinals, outstanding job there by Chippewa. And McKenna Bauer, a real clutch hit with two RBIs on that.
Number 14.
And a huge hit for her, making it 7-0. Extra insurance for Chippewa, scoring both Kennedy Swan and also from second base, scoring a hustling
batter
Roz Twyman.
Player.
And Lainey Henkelman now.
Henkelman.
And Henkelman flew out her last time, so she struck out twice and flown out to center in three trips. And we're going to get number eight in as a pinch runner.
Number eight, Kendall Musser, the runner at first base.
And I think she played a lot of JV. She hadn't been on the varsity much. So Kendall Musser is up from the JV as our pinch runner here. There's a ball low. Again, great clutch hit there by Bauer. Again, you know, you want to get whatever you can. You never know what can happen. In the field, those final three outs for the Cards in the top half of the seventh. And again, just to continue to refine your hitting, improve your hitting as you move on in this tournament, a difficult, very possible, more than likely road game on Thursday at Wisconsin Rapids. Very good looking forecast. There's a called strike three, and that'll do it for Henkelman to end the inning. But not before the Cards score two more after six from Casper. It's Chi High 7, Memorial nothing. Final three outs coming up here on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Softball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
All right, to the seventh we go. What a game it's
Kenner
been
Bauer
for
back in third base.
Violet McElwam and company as three outs away, and she's got 12 strikeouts on the day. And Abby Strayer to start things off goes ahead in the count 1-0. So it's Strayer, the freshman center fielder, Beneke, the junior catcher, and Kiva Shilba, the freshman second baseman, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. As the count goes to 1-1 now. So Strayer, the center fielder, top half of the seventh, 7-0 Chippewa. Swing and a miss, strike two. So again, the Cardinals scoring two in the first, one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, nothing in the fifth, and two more in the sixth to lead it 7-0. Only one inning they didn't score. The 1-2 pitch. Ball misses 2-2. McElwam, 12 strikeouts on the day and just three walks. And the count 2-2 to Strayer, the freshman. The pitch, this one hit to left field, and now coming over and making the catch for the Cards is their left fielder, Gracie Amundson, for out number one.
Catcher.
So Amundson catches the fly out to left. The final two outs now, and Beneke, the catcher, who ground out to short and grounded out to second. So only she and Domes have not struck out today against McElwam. The pitch. She looks at a called strike one, says home plate umpire Dick Hebert. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is still offering that $250 for new checking accounts so you can get the perks you need plus an extra bonus for making the switch. The pitch. This one tapped foul. Opening an account is easy. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25, insured by NCUA. 1-1, McElwam to Beneke. The Aves down to their final two outs. Top half of the seventh, trailing 7-0. The pitch. Ball misses 2-1. When you need a plumbing repair or building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Trusted since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Two balls and one strike. One out, top of the seventh. Cards up 7-0. The pitch from McElwam. This one hit in the air, shallow left field. Amundson's going to make the catch for out number two. So Gracie busy here in the top of the seventh. And the Aves down to their final out. And it's Kiva Shilba, the freshman second baseman who struck out in both trips.
The second baseman, Kiva Shilla.
Have I been? Okay. Shala, apparently. All right. Somehow my writing looked like a B, so in the dirt, so 1-0. See, if I just listened to Dave, I should ask him for investment advice, too, you know? So. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, my apologies, kind of my own writing. Shilla, yeah, it's easier to say, actually. 1-0 pitch. Called strike, 1-1. You get these coaches, though, before the game, and they'll just give you, like, a letter for their... I'm like, I don't know your player's first name, so... 1-1. Two strikes away. This one fouled off. The Cards down to the final strike. The Aves down to their final strike. 7-0 Cardinal lead. Top half of the seventh. Looking to win and go on to Thursday. On paper, it would seem it would be at Rapids. We'll see if the coaches have a word on that later. Playing River Falls today. All right, Mackawam, the 1-2 pitch to end this thing. Ooh, off-speed misses it, 2-2. Shilla has struck out both times today in the second and in the fifth. The 2-2 pitch. Ooh, she just misses, 3-2. So Mackawam, 12 strikeouts and 3 walks on the day has come to this, the final strike. The sophomore right-hander readies herself. And the pitch, this one, ground ball to second. Twyman's got to throw to first. That'll do it. Cardinals win. Chihai wins 7-0. Chippewa Falls advances to Thursday's regional final. We're back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
At CVTC, you don't have to choose between your busy life and learning. With over 20 fully online programs, you can earn your degree from home on your schedule. Into tech? Explore 5 IT degrees completely taught online. Interested in healthcare? The online patient service specialist program may be right for you. Looking to grow in business? Build a strong foundation with professional communications, supply chain management, or administrative professional. No drive time, no gas. Just learning on your own terms. Visit cvtc.edu/online to get started.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax. And your wallet got a nice break, too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Probenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi-Hi Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Probenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Probenzer and the Probenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Probenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi-Hi Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Probenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Probenzer and the Probenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Chelsea Sakura joins us now in the pregames on WOGO, the postgame on WOGO as the Cardinals win it 7-0. And, Coach, I don't know, the Toys and Ford keys to the game. I said it starts with the pitching and then the defense hitting third, but you guys got the hitting, scored at least one in every inning except one today.
Yeah, I thought our girls did an excellent job. I told them I thought the word for today was consistency. So when you keep pushing forward and scoring runs and not allowing them to score runs in innings, it's hard for them to get any momentum. So I think we consistently did our job offensively and defensively tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Violet Macquam, 12 strikeouts, 3 walks, dominant pitching performance.
Absolutely, yep. She's doing great. And I think if you asked her, she wouldn't even be the happiest. She, you know, like this isn't her best game she ever had. So she kind of fought through a little stuff and did a great job, though.
Surely labor's out there intense. One of the things I saw late in the game, and maybe this happens all, but that circle that you could, I was saying up here, I mean, you could just feel the love. I mean, the camaraderie. It's not just, you know, doing a sport together. I mean, the teamwork, the unity, that's huge for this team.
Absolutely. And being a young team this year, not, you know, throughout the year and having some younger players and some players that haven't had a lot of varsity experience, I think you can just really see how much they've grown into their roles and their positions and what they're doing. It's really fun to see them playing their best ball in playoffs.
And Allie Geist, that home run, good to see her deliver. That's got to be a shot for her confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she's probably our unluckiest batter of the season. She hits it hard, I feel like, and it goes to somebody every time. So, you know, she just decided to take it out of the park where they're not standing today.
And Roz Twyman, I mean, you gotta just love her spirit. I said she's the one who even said to me as she sees me before the game, she's like, "How you doing?" I'm like, "How are you?" She said, "Living the dream." And so, and out of those last two at-bats, the doubles, I mean, she's going to go into Thursday with a red-hot bat.
Absolutely, and she brings a lot of energy for our team, a lot of confidence. So, and having that is just crucial in any softball game, but having it in the playoffs and playing loose and to the best of your ability is great, and she did that tonight.
Now, I know on paper, Rapids was the favorite. Did you guys get word? Is that the opponent on Thursday?
I think they're currently up by quite a bit.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I think
we're anticipating a road game at Rapids on Thursday.
Yep.
And probably, not speaking authoritatively, but I would presume something similar, like a 5 o'clock game time.
Yeah, 5 o'clock start.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, and that would mean a 4:35 pregame to us. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
for
congratulations,
being here.
Enjoy, and we'll see you Thursday.
Thank you.
All right, sounds good. All right, so it should be a good one on Thursday. Rapids up big on River Falls at the moment here. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, our great clips, great plays of the game. Stick around for that. WOGO Sports.
If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for getting a haircut at Great Clips." Yeah, you waited till the last minute, but with online check-in, you got in fast and left with a look you love. For a great cut in less time, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips. If your hair could talk, it would probably say, "Thanks for going to Great Clips for a haircut." They had your details saved in clip notes, so all you had to do was relax, and your wallet got a nice break too. For the cut you love for less, take it from your hair. Take yourself to Great Clips.
Probenzer Wealth Management is proud to support Chi-High Athletics and wishes the Cards the best of luck in the playoffs. Whether you're looking for investment advice, insurance planning, or a personalized retirement analysis, let Probenzer Wealth Management cover your bases towards financial security. Reach out to Sam Probenzer and the Probenzer Wealth Management team by calling 715-835-2123. That's 835-2123.
Since 1951, Bowl and Prue Plumbing of Chippewa Falls has been a trusted name in our community. Fully licensed and insured, Bowl and Prue can help with any job, large or small. Whether you need a repair or are building or remodeling, call Bowl and Prue Plumbing. Commercial, agricultural, and residential service, including well pumps, septic systems, and lawn irrigation. Bowl and Prue Plumbing on River Street in Chippewa Falls and online at bowlandprue.com.
The medicine shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as going on vacation. And your flight gets canceled.
Thank you for your patience.
When it's 100 degrees out. After you're already on board.
Sit tight, folks. It's gonna be a while.
And seated next to a screaming baby. Make that triplets. But at least you have the medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Chai coming out on top over Eau Claire Memorial, ending the Abe season, beating them by a final score of 7-0 today. A dominant pitching performance by Violet McElwalm, as she has 12 strikeouts and just 3 walks. The Cards scored 2 in the first, an Allie Geist homer in the second, another run in the third, and after a walk by McKenna Bauer, she was able to get in. They had a strikeout and then an error on the catcher, and a single by Reisinger. They were able to score another run in the fourth, didn't come up with anything in the fifth, and then 2 more in the sixth as Chai, the 2 RBIs by McKenna Bauer, and they win it by a score of 7-0. It's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Let's catch some of the highlights, a lot of them now. We're underway here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much for joining us for the broadcast today. It's been great bringing you so much fantastic spring sports throughout the season. And the count 1-1 to the left-handed hitting Durkup. Got to meet McKenna Dome's dad. He was here early in the bleachers and said he knows a lot of these Chai girls. Swing and a miss, strike 2, so 1-2 now. Okay, apparently that was not one of the highlights, so let's move it on and we'll find one of the great clips, great plays of the
game.
Pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. So a big K there for McElwalm, her first of the game, and what a huge time for it to come. And she gets the cleanup hitter, Berlin, and it brings up the 1-2 now from Violet McElwalm to the right-handed hitting Bremer. She looks at a called strike 3, so 2 strikeouts from McElwalm to end the inning. In the middle of one, it's one ball, one strike, one out, runner at first. This one to the outfield, giving it a long run in right center field, and that is going to fall in the right center field from a base hit. Springer couldn't get there. They rounding third and heading for home. There's going to be a play, and the Cards lead it 1-0. So the first run of the game there for Chippewa Falls on the RBI for Lauren Shepherd. Actually, the double there for Shepherd as the Cards go on the scoreboard. And that was really the game-winning hit. The pitch. This is grounded, second base side. Shepherd's going to score, toss at first, and the runner's out. But the Cardinals now lead it 2-0. And that was what Chippewa put on the board in the first inning. Amundson. And already 1-0 from McKenna Domes for the Abes. And get some numbers for you on Allie, a 176 hitter on the season. Pretty well hit to left field. Long run out there, and it's out of here for a home run for Allie Geist. Wanted to make sure, but Allie Geist got it all, and the Cardinals lead this 3-0. So Allie Geist's home run coming for the Cardinals in the second inning. And that put Chippewa up by a score of 3-0. Or McElwalm, she's got 5. She'd like to get number 6 right here. Any way she can do it, she'd gladly take the K or a ground out, fly out, what have you. Pop out, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So McElwalm gets the strikeout, her 6th of the game. And she grounds one to short and stopped there by the shortstop, and they're not going to have a play, and a run scores, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0. First baseman for the Abes, the 1-2 pitch from McElwalm. Ball low. Oh, they called it strike 3. The 7th strikeout, and her infield comes in to celebrate with her. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. There's the 8th strikeout for McElwalm. To the bottom of 4 we go. Chai leading Eau Claire Memorial 4-21 on base percentage. Hits it to right field and camped under it, and they'll make the catch and the sack fly, and they'll throw it in, and there's the 5th run of the game for Chippewa. And just to acknowledge that some of the seniors being acknowledged here by Chelsea Sakura behind me, but that sack fly a little bit later in the game also from Lauren Shepherd, who did a lot at the plate for the Cardinals in this one, a 7-0 victory today. Here's more highlights. More right-hander taking care of business for the Cards. Gets ready now. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another strikeout for Mackawam. One of the highlights, the Violet Mackawam show here today, who singled her last time. 5-0 Cards. Top of the fifth. One out. The pitch. Oh, there's strike three to a looking Colby Jevney. Strikeout number 10 in the game for Mackawam.
Her love of the game and athleticism have been a joy to watch. Like many of our seniors this
Two and two, two outs, Mackawam. Will she get strikeout number 11? She's got a good defense behind her. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, 11th strikeout of the game for Mackawam. She gets the leadoff hitter. To a full count here to the number three hitter, Kohler. Three balls and two strikes. Mackawam looks at the wrist. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that is strikeout number 12. So another leadoff hitter aboard for the Cards. And Twyman rips it to left center, and this one's going to get in there. And rounding second, heading for third is Swan, and it's another double for Twyman. And a Bauer. 375 on base percentage, and ahead in the count, 1-0. Bauer manning the hot corner, the senior. Her sister Madison, a third baseman before her. A shot base hit between short and third, and that's going to score at least one, maybe two. Twyman's digging, and she'll get in, and it's 7-0 Cardinals. And one last highlight to close out this broadcast, our Great Clips, Great Place of the Game. Son of the Day has come to this, the final strike. The sophomore right-hander readies herself, and the pitch. This one, ground ball to second. Twyman's got to throw to first. That'll do it. Cardinals win. Chihai wins 7-0. So the Cardinals winning this regional here today as the different seniors are being recognized here this afternoon for the Cardinals. And Montana Atchison and Kennedy Swan. And we're seeing McKenna Bauer and Delaney Barrow. And there's another one that Delaney Berg. Yeah, Delaney Berg. So, again, these have all contributed greatly, and they're celebrated, and this is how tradition never graduates, when you make it so appealing to be a part of the softball program and the incredible success they've had. And so they were just recognized with, pictures and gift baskets, and it's quite a program here at Chi-High. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Thanks so much to our video producer, Sam Aberle. And for our radio producer, Elliot Spees, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for joining us, thanking all of our advertisers who will recognize on the way out. 7-0 Cardinal win, and so Chi-High, as we capped it off with those great clips, great plays of the game, fun doing that, so thanks so much to them for sponsoring that for the first time, and we'll look forward to Thursday. It's every indication it'll be at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School there, and 4:35 pregame. And at 5 o'clock first pitch as the Cards do battle with Wisconsin Rapids. So join us then on FM 103.1 and Wogo.com and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. And Caleb Swenson and the McDonald crew headed the other way. They're headed to Stratford, most likely the one seed there. And Chi-High headed to Rapids. And so that dual broadcast number two coming your way on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Thanks so much for listening again. Obviously, the replay will be immediately accessible at YouTube, the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Thanks so much. All the best. Go Cards. This has been a WOGO Sports production of Cardinal Softball. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi-High Lady Cardinals Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.